percussionist Bill Summers has spent more than 30 years tracing the rhythmic links between Africa, the Caribbean, and the Americas. He was experimenting with ancient flutes when Herbie Hancock hired him for his 70s fusion group, the Headhunters. Later on, he teamed up with Quincy Jones to create the score for Roots. As part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, Bill Summers describes how traditional rhythms can feel timeless even when they come through an old TV set.
I'm like, I'm so ancient with my stuff, it's in the BCs. You know what I'm saying? I'm back. I'm so far back, I'm new. People that Europeans call pygmies, which I don't think they appreciate, they had this one-note reed pipe, which was just, you could produce one note. It's so unusual a sound, and it's so beautiful, no one's heard it. So I created my own melodies, which became the introduction to Watermelon Man. There was, you know, a show called I Love Lucy, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with. And the introduction to the show, there was this music. And it was really fast, man. It was like, and in the background, I could hear the tumbadoras, and I could hear the bells. And I was being classically trained as a pianist, and I was always, every time it would come on, I didn't like the show, but I loved the music in the beginning, and I'd hear it at the end, so I'd go through it just to hear that. And that was the beginning for me. That was sort of like the infant days of going back to the African experience. Most of this music that's African is not written. It was just handed down second by second. It's very accurate. My first solo record in 1977 started off with this ancient rhythm about this queen from Ghana. And then it moved into Bankumane Balakumanye Mina Falela. Ah, Akadoya Kaleka Juguke Nye Mina Falela. Ah, which is a Senegalese thing. And then it went into Pum Mofo Iborede, Shango Mofo Iborede. And then it ended up with a samba. I love the aspect of languages, people communicating, music transcending those barriers. Like when I went to Cuba, unless I opened my mouth, no one could say if I was a black American or Afro-Cuban. If I could step on the scene and just hit like they could, if I could pick up a guido and just play like they could, I didn't have to say anything. Guitar are religious instruments that are used in Cuba and in Nigeria. You know, it's like prayers, these rhythms are, to the forces that rule the universe. Earth, the wind, the fire, you know. Everything that puts these rhythms together is based on mathematics. You have the okonkolo, which is a smaller drum, and it's on a lower end going ki, la, ki, la. Now, if you take that middle drum, it's going to go ki, pop, eki, pop, eki, pop, eki, pop, eki. Then you take the other middle drum and play the other end of boom, eki, pip. Ecky, boom, ecky, pip. Then he's falling on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's falling on the 1 and 4 in that. It's all science. It's so scientific. You got rhythms. You can play for the wind. You can play for the trees. It locks into the universe a certain way where if you do this, it'll bring this to happen. Wow. You mean my music is that strong where I can learn how to manipulate it to make the atmosphere do what I want it to do? Wow. How scientific is that? I mean, who wants to know those secrets? I do.
Bill Summers on the bataa drums and a host of other percussion instruments. We heard from him as part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words. Bill Summers and trumpeter Irvin Mayfield are the leaders of Los Hombres Calientes. The group's new CD, out this month, is called Carnival. It explores their idea that New Orleans is the most northern port of the Caribbean. To hear more stories from the series, go to NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Big chief on the road today. Call my crew so we can play. One time, baby.